सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
भैया कागज पेंसिल डाल दीजिएगा
और पेंसिल और भी सुनिए पेंसिल और भी ले आइए।
We'll chant verses 6 to 10 of chapter 8.
Yam yam vapismaran bhavam Yam yam vapismaran bhavam Tyajatyante kalevaram Tyajatyante kalevaram Tam tamivaiti kaunteya Tam tamivaiti kaunteya सदा तद्भाव भावितः सदा तद्भाव भावितः यम यम वापि स्मरन् भावं त्यजत्यन्ते कलेवरं तं तमेवैति कौन्तेय सदा तद्भाव भावितः तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु मामनुस्मरयुद्यच मय्यर्पितमनोबुद्धिः मामेवैष्यस्य संशयः तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु मामनुस्मरयुद्य च मय्यर्पितमनोबुद्धिः मामेवैष्यस्य संशयः अभ्यासयोगयुक्तेन चेतसा नान्यगामिना परमं पुरुषं दिव्यं याति पातानुचिन्तयन् अभ्यासयोगयुक्तेन चेतसा नान्यगामिना परमं पुरुषं दिव्यं याति पातानुचिन्तयन् कविं पुराणमनुशासितारम् अणोरणीयां समनुस्मरेद्यः सर्वस्य धातारमचिन्त्यरूपम् आदित्यवर्णं तमसः परस्तात् कविं पुराणमनुशासितारम् अणोरणीयां समनुस्मरेद्यः सर्वस्य धातारमचिन्त्यरूपम् आदित्यवर्णं तमसः परस्तात् प्रयाणकाले मनसा चलेन भक्त्या युक्तो योगबलेन चैव भ्रुवोर्मध्ये प्राणमावेश्य संयत् ततं परं पुरुषमुपैति दिव्यं प्रयाणकाले मनसा चलेन भक्त्या युक्तो योगबलेन चैव भ्रुवोर्मध्ये प्राणमावेश्य संयत् ततं परं पुरुषमुपैति दिव्यम्।
Akshara Brahman Yoga. The Yoga of Imperishable Brahman begins with Arjuna's clarification to the Lord. Lord has used few words in the end of the previous chapter. Arjuna is clarifying those words. He says, what is Brahman? What is Adhyatma? These are the words Lord Krishna used. What is Brahman? What is Adhyatma? What is Karma? What is Adhibhuta? what is Abhidheva and what is Abhiyajna. And how am I to know you at the time of death? How are you known at the time of death? By the self-control. All this Lord references in the previous chapter. So he is asking clarifications. So in the beginning he discussed what is Brahman. He said Brahman is Aksharam. Kshara means that which perishes. Akshara means the non-perishable, imperishable. Brahman is the imperishable reality. Right? We talk about the word Brahman when we use the truth with reference to total. When the same truth is used with reference to the individual or microcosm, the word Atma is used. Actually, there is no difference between Atma and Brahman. Please understand this. So he says, Brahman is Akshara. Everything in this universe perishes. That which is imperishable, pervading the entire perishable world, is called Brahman. That expresses in microcosm, you use the word Atma. So Swabhava Adhyatma Uchyate. So example given is, if you compare the sun to Brahman, sun's ray is compared to Atma. There is actually no difference between sun and sun's ray. Okay, sun's ray is coming from sun only. Right, so the microcosmic level we use the word Atma, macrocosmic level Brahman. Then our original nature is Brahman, Atma. But out of ignorance, we are imagining ourselves to be something else other than that. Out of that imaginary void, our thoughts run to fulfill the void, and when the thoughts run and we act upon it, we are sowing the seed of karma. So, bhuta bhava uddhavakarah visarkah karma sanjitah. So, karma is also emanating from Brahman only, because the ignorance of Brahman can only come because of the existence of Brahman. But are you with me? So the moment you know that you are Brahman, thereafter whatever actions you may do, you are not creating any karma. Are you with me? But the karma comes how? Bhuta bhava uddhava karaha means what? That which brings about the existence of beings. Madhusri, Sadhana, Lakshmi Narayan. We have that individual separate feeling now. That is coming, why? Because we have separated from Brahman. And we have imagined ourselves to be something else. And the thoughts may, we get involved and we create karma bandha. We have discussed about this in detail, I'm not going into detail now. Karma. Then, adi bhutam kim kiya. What is adi bhuta? Adi bhuta sharo bhavahai. Kshara means all that is perishable is adi bhuta. Right? Then adi devam. What is devam? See, the word devam, divine, means something beyond the terrestrial perceptional experience. Sukshma, little more. Adi devam in this context is the reflected consciousness. Or we say, it's just like how we have mind. Our mind is also matter. Right? Body is also matter. But mind is subtle matter. It is the mind that reflects the consciousness. Body cannot reflect the consciousness. The gross matter, which is in the form of stone, you don't see any consciousness reflected in it. Because it doesn't have a subtle body. But the mind is also matter only, but it is subtle matter which can reflect the consciousness. And therefore, the consciousness is reflected in each one of us. That reflected consciousness, with reference to the total technical world, if at all you are interested, it's called Hiranyagarbha. That Hiranyagarbha is Adi Devu. In other words, it's not pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is what? Brahman. Right? That pure consciousness reflected through the total mind is called Adideva. Then Adiyajnam kim? What is Adiyajnam? He said Ahameva Adiyajnam in this body. I am that Adiyajnam in the body, the Ishvara. The pure consciousness is the Abhi Yajnam. Are you with me? So,
I'm not clear on this.
See, I gave another example. That's why I said last week's lecture you go and listen to it once again. Because I'm just trying to build a thought to continue the next verse. But the wood is there. When you do Yajnam, in the Yajna wood is kept and technically it's supposed to be churned and fire should be started. Nowadays they start with a camphor. But when you churn the wood.
ठीक है समय अब ना आए मंथन करके वो जो
नहीं कहाँ से फायर आ रहा
है
फ्रॉम द वुड ओनली
इट्स एग्जिस्टिंग ऑलरेडी
या सो व्हेन यू चर्न द वुड फायर इज इनसाइड बट व्हेन द फायर स्टार्ट यू डोंट सी प्योर फायर देयर फायर बर्निंग द वुड स्मोक सो दैट फायर विद द स्मोक इज हिरण्यगर्भ. Are you with me?
Yes.
Pure fire is Yajna.
Yes.
That, you understand? So pure consciousness is Brahman. So pure consciousness is equal to Brahman is equal to Atma. Are you with me?
Yes.
So no confusion here. In other words, in the previous chapter he said, they who reach me, they know whole Brahman. Whole Brahman means what? We are having segregated vision. If you recollect, if you want, go back and listen to that lecture also. I said, the problem comes when we see in parts. Right? Oh, North Indian, South Indian, West Indian, East Indian. You understand? This is what is going on now. They're killing all these people, or eating, teasing, all sorts of nonsense is going on, right? And then we don't see as one. The moment you see Indian, problem solved. Isn't it? All these fellows are in different teams. The same fellows are put in different teams in IPL. So one Pakistani player is also there, one Indian player is there, one West Indian is there, one... Then they are in a different team now. You understand? So, you, when you reach there, you look at it wholly. Then you understand everything is nothing but Brahman, Brahman only. Just like how your mother is reference to your children. Your wife is reference to your husband. Your daughter-in-law is reference to your in-laws. Your daughter is reference to your parents. Your sister is reference to your brothers and sisters, etc. In the same Brahman only. But we are having fragmented vision because we do not have knowledge. The moment we gain knowledge, we see everything in one. Thereafter, what will exist is only one Brahman, nothing else. That's what I was saying in the chapter. Therefore, he used all this energy in one. Then he is asking, what is it? He explained. Then seventh question is actually discussed throughout the chapter. What is the seventh question? How is one to know you at the time of death through self-control? So, Antakala Ishvara Smaranam will give you oneness with law. He said that in the fifth verse. Right? अंतकाले च मामेव स्मरन् मुक्त्वा कलेवरम् यः प्रयाति वन् हु डिपार्ट्स् स मद्भावं याति नास्यत्र संशयः लेट् देयर बी नो डाउट हियर व्हाट एंड ही हु कास्टिंग ऑफ द बॉडी गोस फॉर थिंकिंग ऑफ मी अलोन एव मामेव एव मीन्स व्हाट
ओनली
अलोन only right? Antakal means
end time
means what?
At the time of death,
if you give up this body, right, smaran muktva kalevar, casting off the body, having cast off the body, going forth thinking of me. Thinking of the reality. Then he attains my being. He becomes me. There is no doubt about this. So there you do not have any doubts. Now, as I said, this chapter is emphasizing the seventh question by Arjuna. Which is nothing but, the answer of Lord Krishna for the seventh question is nothing but As you think, so you shall become. Your thoughts create your destiny. Really? Your thoughts have created your destiny. You are what you are today because you asked for it. The problem is you have forgotten. Right? You are born in this particular body, in a particular family, because you asked for it. You have the desire for studying Gita. Therefore you are born here. Otherwise you will not be born here. You will be born somewhere else. Are you with me? So our desires, our thoughts, our actions, what you say, our thoughts, our actions, our desires, the cumulative thoughts. Not just one thought. The cumulative thoughts. So when he said here, at the time of death, if you think of me, you will come to me. Then you think conveniently, okay, now all my life let me indulge. At the time of death, let me think of Narayana. It is not possible. This is not what he is saying. What he is saying is, first of all, do you know when is the Antakala? I don't want to frighten you.
When we ask.
Antakala can be right now, this minute. Isn't it? Yama is not going to come in your dream and tell you or not send some emissary to caution you. Isn't it? The fellows who boarded the flight, did they knew all this tragedy that you hear? You understand? Antakala, when it will be, you don't know. So therefore, you can say last minute. And secondly, last thought will always be the cumulative of the kind of lifestyle you are leading. When we say lifestyle, not the physical level, at the bhava level. Right? At the bhava level, you are all the time thinking about money, 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 money. Even if you are sitting in front of the Lord, and you are only talking to Lord, thinking about money. You remember that? Artharthi. We discussed about Artharthi, you know? Where I gave you what Swami Chinnananda explains. Standing in the Tirupati Balaji queue, you are going to Tirupati Balaji darshan, but yet you will deck up yourself with a lot of jewelry, and it is so much crowded. You are standing in the queue, as the crowd gets closer and closer, they get very emotional. Bhakti comes too much. First you will be standing for too long. That is the product, come close, you know, that's another thing. And everybody starts shouting, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. And especially if you see in Tirupati Balaji, they put both their arms, Sharanagati, you know. Govinda, 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 you're supposed to chant like that. So when everybody is doing that, you are also saying Govinda, 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 but Govinda, Govinda. Checking whether my, you know, Mangal Sutra and all these things is intact. Because somebody can take it away. Right? So, whether they take it away or in the rush, you can cut and fall down. So, basically where your mind is
stuck.
Word is, that you are uttering is Govinda. But your mind is?
Matiya.
So that bhav. So as you think, so you become. So at the time of death, the thought that will come will depend upon what kind of thoughts you have been
having,
developing, indulging in willfully. Generally a thought may occur in you. That is nothing wrong. But you willfully identify with it. When will combined with thought, then you are creating habit at the subconscious level. You understand? See, because of some past association, some thoughts may be there in you now. It may surface. That's nothing wrong, but you identify with it. You go, I'll explain to you from mundane level. You go to a party, kitty party or whatever party you go, and what do you do? Simply everything is served. You understand? This is what is going on, right? What has happened to him, what has happened to that fellow, going on like this. This is, you can do nothing about it. You are in the party, this is what everybody will talk about. Right? Achcha, usko hai kya? I thought it is that way, not this way. You are also now, what are you doing?
Participating.
You understand? You had a choice either to participate or not. Now you willfully participate. You willfully participate, come back agitated. Because the story is that fellow is cut by the back, this fellow is cut by that, then you are getting a very fighter. You understand? Then you are going for unnecessary headache. Because you willfully participate. So similarly, thought because of your past association or whatever, it may surface. But you don't willfully do that. That is where the tapas comes. That is why we say you identify with, be with people who are all the time thinking about good things, satsanga. And when these kind of thoughts come, don't identify willfully. Then you will not form habit. And everything over a period of time starts becoming a at the subconscious level. Then, end. Whenever that is, only that will come. So, accordingly your birth will be. Right? So therefore, he is saying, yap prayati samadbhavam. He says, he will reach my being. Now this is very interesting. Here, different interpretations are there. The pramanam for us is shastra, shruti. Shruti when they say, what do we mean? Vedas. Shruti means Vedas. Right. Shruti is that which is heard. It's not written down. Guru in the divine conscious state said certain things. So therefore it is said, it is actually given by Bhagavan only. It is not given by individual effort. Right? Therefore, Shruti Upanishads. Shruti Vakya means Upanishads. In the Upanishads, they explain all these things. Here Lord Krishna doesn't go into the details. But Prayati means what? Travel. Right? If at the time of death you are traveling, that means you are right now not realized. There are different interpretations. But I would like you to not get involved in these kind of interpretations. But you must understand these things, so therefore there are certain things I am going to explain to you right now. Now, you are supposed to be thinking of Brahman. Right? And you go to the Upanishads, later on in 9th verse also, he is going to give some details of Brahman, pointers of Brahman as it were. All of them would be indicating about Nirguna Ishvara. Because Brahman is attributeless. The moment you say Brahman has certain attributes, that means you have brought Brahman to a limited, finite condition, which is not Brahman. It has to be beyond limitations. Are you with me? So all the kind of pointers that you will hear is what? Nirguna. But Nirguna Vishyame, mind for it to get liar, it's not easy. So not everybody can identify with Nirguna Brahma. Isn't it? Some of us require the person in front of us. Some of us, the person may not be there. Some photograph. Some of us may be in that level where even photograph is not there. I'm able to retain the field. That's where, no? Many only present out of sight, out of mind. All kinds of things they say. So like that, not everybody can attune to Nirguna Brahman. Therefore, Brahman with quality, Saguna Brahman. Saguna Brahman means what? A form on which you attribute Brahman. It can be Rama Sharira, Krishna Sharira, it can be anything. When it is with form, it's called Pratima Alambanam. When it is verbal sound, it's called Pratika Alambanam. ओम इज यूज्ड एज प्रतीक आलंबन. That is also symbol for some people. They use it as symbol. Pratika. Right? Om, on which you understand Brahma. Are you with me? Similarly, form ke upar you understand Brahma, Bhagavan. Are you with me? This is Saguna. Now Saguna, many of us can relate. Spiritual path is what? Withdrawing the thoughts that are running towards the world and directing it towards the higher. This is spiritual path. In Zen Buddhism, a student goes to a master and says, please tell me how to get to Brahman, how to reach the truth, how to reach the truth. And the master at the time was in the garden. He was not talking. All he was doing is he was plucking some sapling from here and planting it there. Plucking from here, planting it there. This fellow going on, please teach me, please. And he was continuing. After some time he got rid of it, said, I am teaching you, not listening. This is what? Pluck your thoughts which are parked in share market. In your mundane things. And park it in the Bhagavan. Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Govindam Bhajamudamake, Samprapte san nihite kale, Nahi nahi rakshate dukrim karane, says Adi Shankara. Bhajagovindam, you say after 60, I will do Bhajagovindam. But after 60, Bhajagovindam aata hi nahi. Right? After 60, aata hai, lekin marana pakka ke wajah se aata hai. But then also it's not chinta of Govinda. Then also it's only like, you're calling Govinda for what? Thoda sa extension de to. That's all. Basically your thought is what?
In the world.
In the world. Right? So, Sarguna Ishwara, Upasana. Upasana means worship, meditation. Meaning what? You are sitting near Upasana. Sitting near means not physical, proximity in your mind. So, you are sitting near Sarguna Ishwara. Not because everybody can identify with Nirguna Brahma. That requires lot more developed person. So spiritual path is what? Plucking your mind from mundane and throwing it in the truth. Right, that's all you're supposed to do. So what do? You have Sarguna, Ishwara, you worship. It can be Hanumanji, it can be Ganeshji, it can be Lord Jesus, it can be anything. Right? Whichever is your devata. Are you with me? Then. When you worship now, depends on which level you are. Atati, Arta, Jinyasu, Jnani, all are bhaktas. But there is great now. In the beginning, it is not that you are free from selfish desires. You are kama. So your bhakti is sakama bhakti. Sakama bhakti means what? Kama means desire. Sakama means your bhakti is with desire. So you go to Bhagavan, you're told. You go to this Bhagavan, do those rituals, you'll get this. You go to that Bhagavan, you do this rituals, you'll get that. Isn't it? So you are going to Bhagavan for what? Fulfillment of your desire. Yet it is called bhakti, that's how it starts, the beginning stages. Right? Sakama bhakti. So what does he do? Sakama Sarguna Ishwara Upasana. What do you mean? What is it? Desire ridden, Brahman with attitude worship. Worshipping Brahman with attributes, loaded with desires. Sakama, Saguna, Ishwara, Upasana. Number one. Number two, slowly, slowly. And the child in the beginning cries because it thinks only when it cries, mother will give milk. Then my child understands, Arey Baba, I don't have to cry. Mother gets up and makes everything ready. You understand? So it doesn't cry. That is what? Nishtha, you will live in the blood. Nishkama Saguna Ishvara Upasana. He is Nishkama, but he is still not able to directly focus on Nirguna. So he also has Saguna Ishvara. What do you mean? But he is Nishkama. Means Tera Na Mera. Tera Na Mera. But Tera Parayana is with form. At the moment. He is into with it. Mind. You understand? Is it clear? Then comes the next, which is easy.
Nirguna.
Nishkama Nirguna Ishvara Upasana. You mean? Sakama se you have to go to Nishkama. Then from Saguna se you have to go to Nirguna. If in this jhanna here and now, if you come to a stage where you are practicing Nishkama Nirguna Ishvara Dhyanam, you attain liberation right now, here and now. There is no traveling for you. Direct mukti. Not mukti in stages. Direct moksha. Sadhyo mukti. Kaivalya mukti. Okay? The other is Krama Mukti. Krama Mukti means liberation in stages. What do you mean? Liberation in
stages.
What is that? Who attains liberation in stages? Everybody. So he says, sir, everybody? Are you sure? Yes. How? Let me explain. One day or the other everybody will attain moksha. Because what you actually want is liberation. You will not rest content until you reach that state. Right? Whether this jhanma will be your last jhanma or not, that depends. Okay? Everybody will have to reach that state. Till then they will not rest content. So, if you have come to the stage where you are practicing Nishkama Nirguna Ishvara Upasana Dhyanam, then you will attain moksha here and now. If you are in Nishkama Saguna Ishvara Upasana Dhyanam, you gain liberation in stages. What it means is, you, at the time of death, you give up the body, then you don't come back to human form, but you go through Brahma Loka. This is what the scriptures say. Go through Brahma Loka, where Lord Brahma, Brahmaji, will give you the knowledge, and there you will come to a stage where you will attain Nishkama Nirguna Ishvara Dhyanam stage, and from there you will realize yourself. It's called liberation stages. The fellow who did Sakama Saguna Ishvara Upasana, what happened to that fellow? He goes to Devaloka. What is that? Swarga. He experiences Swarga. Swarga thoda time ke baad khatam ho jaye. Aur ye merits karam. Then what happens? We'll come back to human form. Another womb. And the story continues. You understand? Like this. But that fellow also one day will come to all this. Are you with me? So here they say, Yap Prayati Mat Bhavam. Right? These are the words that is used here. So he says, Yap Prayati Samat Bhavam Yati Nasyatra Samshayaha. Nasyatra Samshaya, because you are now traveling. While you are traveling, you always get doubt. Right? But What will give you confidence? The confidence will come to you from elders. They have been already, right? They tell you, doctor says, "Arey, take the injection, you will be alright." Now, you go with me only. Right? Take the injection. In fact, they are going to do some operation on you, giving you general anesthesia. So they signature and everything from you. So you are a minor. You understand? Your parents will have to sign. Guardians will have to sign. So the major you sign. Means what? The possibility that could be under cover. You understand? You don't know. But you go with faith. Shastram is the pramana. Right? The Shastram says, don't worry. Lord Krishna says, don't worry. With what confidence he is saying he is already there? With that confidence. Right? So now, yat prayati sam madbhavam. What it means is, the Divya Loka, when you reach, that Divya Loka is also what? Body of Brahman only. So if you are there, you are as good as there. From Brahma Loka, if you are there, you are as good as in Brahman. You will get there. Right? So in a way, everybody is there only. But here, they say there is a subtle reference to Krama Mukti, not direct liberation. Direct liberation is dealt with in the 7th chapter, 9th chapter and all. In the 8th chapter, they say, what is discussed? Krama Mukti, which is Nishkama Saguna Ishvara Upasana. Is that clear? So when a person worships, so as far as you are concerned, you don't have to worry all these things, because if you do that, you will get there. It's like one flight is almost close to London, about to land. One flight is midway. Another flight is yet to take off, but you are already sitting in that flight. In the airport language, the crew members, they talk, you ask them, supposing you are there, which is London? You are also asking which is London. This London means what? Which flight is going to London? And they'll say that is London. That is not London. Right? That is London means what? If you are sitting in that flight, it is as good as you are in London. Are you with me? So, you don't have to worry, oh my God, I'm going to inferior Saguna, thing like that. Right? All that they are trying to say is, whichever it is, at least start shifting the attention. Ekalavya, without a guru, he had erected a statue, idol of his guru, Dronacharya, and perfected the art of archery, and he was even better than Arjuna. But not everybody can become Ekalavya. First of all, with guru, only Arjuna could reach that perfection. Other fellows could not. Are you with me? What is important is, you don't have to get into that unnecessary complex and say, I will do this, I will do that. Start from where you are. If you have begun the journey, that means what? You have turned towards Bhagwan. And who is Bhagwan? Dayalu. Full of compassion. He is waiting. Will you not turn towards me? Palastavat krida sattah, tarunastavat taruni sattah, vriddastavat chinta sattah, parame brahmani kopina sattah. He says, Bhaja Govinda. He says, when you are a bala, small child, when you were a small child, what were you doing? Thinking of toy world. Then, when you are a young man, thinking of the opposite sex. Then, when you become old, chinta, worry. You're sitting in the car, your grandson is driving, 1 kilometer before you are passing about the post. Post is 1 kilometer away. One kilometer baad ek post hai. You understand? Chinta, constant worry. Right? You already start preparing your visuals and everything. Supposing, you know, all that is going on. Chinta.
Is it Parame Brahmani Kopina Sakta? Who is thinking of me? So therefore, in the end, Bhaja Govindam, he says, Bhagavad Gita Kinchita Gita. Little bit of, he is begging almost, Adichandra. You understand? At least just before dying, you open the Bhagavad Gita, look at it and die. Understand? Not that we are trying to get more class numbers here. What it means is, Kinchit means with the bhav, you know. Kinchit Gita, Ganga Jalalava Kanika Pina. So, if you have invested little time in me, then I could help you. See, in other words, Guru can only help the fellow who wants to take the help of the Guru. He is waiting. We are not taking help. That's all he is saying. The moment you turn towards his side, it's okay.
Understand? The moment you turn. So, you can be in any state, it doesn't matter. It will pull you. Once this is sown into you, it will pull you that side. It's impossible. Because these things will come up. That is why they say when you are small children, if these things were sown, and you grew up, certain things you went here and there, still these things will bring you back. You know, like the in the grinder, have you seen? Those days they used to do it in hand, no? Now they have grinder. In the grinder, when they do atta, there is one stone in between which is grinding. At the side there will be one stopper. Have you seen that? This is going on and this is pushing it. This is going on. Those days they used to do with this and they used to do with the hand. Now machine is doing that. So like that, this will push you. Hmm. Then your desire is going, this is grinding, going on, you understand? Because you put that thing in. Are you with me? Like that. It will somehow bring you to Brahman. So, ya prayati sa madbhavam. These are interpretations. So now, if you came to add, reach that stage where you have reached nishkama nirguna aparna, that means right now, there is no more travel for you. This travel is not to be some loka somewhere else. You understand? This is not a geographical place. This is a mental plane. You please understand this. This is not a geographical plane that he is talking about. It's a mental plane. Okay? This you understand. So, as you think, so you become. If there are some vrittis in you when you are dying, those vrittis are divya vrittis. Therefore you go to divya loka and through divya loka you reach Brahmana. If the vrittis are loka vrittis, you come back. Therefore what kind of thoughts you are associating, identifying with, you watch out. The problem is, you are doing something now and the result is coming. When the result comes, some time has passed by, so you don't know that you asked for it. You asked for it. This is what they are talking about in the secret book and all that. You are vibrating in a certain frequency, you are attracting it. Really? So what frequency you are vibrating is very important. Otherwise, you think somebody is sitting up the cloud and he is giving you Delhi Bejo, Gujarat Bejo, you understand? Like that, it's not like that. And some people in some other country, he is not there. You are thoughts. Right? Let's continue.
यम यम वापि स्मरन् भावम् यम यम वापि स्मरन् भावम् त्यजत्यन्ते कलेवरम् त्यजत्यन्ते कलेवरम् तं तमेवैति कौन्तेय तं तमेवैति कौन्तेय सदा तद्भावभावितः सदा तद्भावभावितः यम यम वापि स्मरन् भावम् त्यजत्यन्ते कलेवरम् तं तमेवैति कौन्तेय सदा तद्भावभावितः
Very interesting things you probably have heard from somebody or not yet maybe. They say each thought is what? Nothing but subtle word. Right? Now, the subtle sound and word and letter. Each thought has a certain pattern, they say. So therefore they say certain mantra are what? Nothing but thought form. When you chant that mantra, that devata comes in the mantra form. Believe me. So your thoughts, all the thoughts mixed together is in certain form. At the subtle level now, accordingly you will be getting the thought in the due course. Okay, body in the due course. Right? Your clothes also, initially snake and ladder, all sorts of t-shirts, you understand, different hairstyle, all that is there. It depends on your thoughts. Isn't it? When thoughts change, what happens? Even the appearance change. Your thoughts change, your appearance change. Are you with me? So therefore, he says, whatever thought of whatever being one thinks, at the end, again at the end means what? Right now onwards. Till now what have you done? You have no idea. All you can do is from now. You know, unnecessarily you don't sit down and say, I got problem, I don't get into stress. All you can do is from now. Right? So he said, of whatever being one thinks at the end, while leaving the body. Which means what? Sigma thoughts. To that alone one goes, O Kaunteya, O Kunti Putra. You have chosen Kunti's womb. Which is what womb? Kshatriya womb. Why did you choose Kshatriya womb? You chose Kshatriya womb because you had the Kshatriya thoughts. Because you had Kshatriya thoughts, you are born in Kshatriya womb. Therefore, the duties of a Kshatriya is what is apt for you. Many times what happens is, you ask for something, when it comes, no, I didn't want to be here. I didn't know.
So these are the thoughts that come when you are leaving the body.
Leaving the body means what? As you lived only, that thought will come in the last. Bhav. As far as you are concerned, forget about the end. Bhav. Right? As per your thoughts. You are reserving your booking. Are you with me? So now, the thing is, so, what you need to understand here is that to that alone one goes to Kautaya. Now, Arjuna, my God, what kind of situation I am in? He's hating me. I have to kill my own guru. What Krishna is telling?
This is, you are put in that situation because that is what is good for you.
This requires maturity to understand, right? Whichever place you are, that is the best suited for you, for the exhaustion of your vasanas. In fact, death itself happens when the body in which you are is no more conducive for the expression of your vasanas. Hence, nature will take you down that lane where you will give up this body and the appropriate body will be given to you. If in this human form, you have so many desires to kill, you're not allowed. right? But this you kill a meat and all that, you will be given a different body, which is for your good only. Then I didn't want to be an animal. It is given to you because you had such bhava. And now be genuine, authentic there. There you say, then in other words, what all you are doing is you are just simply postponing. You are simply postponing. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, Kaunteya means all this. Kunti Putra, you are born in Kunti's womb. Because you asked for it. Okay. You chose. But they say, you are the father of your father, you are the mother of your mother, because you choose them, in that sense. You chose the environment. Isn't it? You chose this environment. By your own thoughts. So, it says, whatever being one thinks of at the time of death, at the end, to that alone one goes, oh Kaunteya, I am what? I am not the one who decides, but I have no motive. Yeah? You are Chalo, Devo. You are this Devo. Whatever you are. You remember already you discussed all these things. Whichever they are, I keep them there, satisfy them there. All this you discussed in Tanachapa also. So he said, O Kaunteya, of constantly thinking of the being, of whatever being one thinks at the end, while leaving the body, to that alone one goes, O Kaunteya, because of constantly thinking of that. The constancy of it is subconscious level. At a conscious level, you are muttering, Rama 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 Rama. But at the subconscious level, money, 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 right? Or something else, whatever it is. So, what will happen? You are actually asking for what you think Bhagavan doesn't want. You understand? Brahma. That alone is good. There are so many Puranic stories, Chatavartha story is there. He thought of deer and he became deer. All the stories are there. End of the day, they are only trying to tell you two things. One is, what you have today because you asked for it. So being in it, be authentic. Every other thing in the nature is authentic. You understand? A tiger will be a tiger. It will never try to be a cow. Or something else. A rose will be a rose, a jasmine will be a jasmine. Only human being. Sitting in Kshatriya body, Brahmana would have been better. Vaishya would have been better. You understand? Shudra would have been better. You are born with an answer. Also, if you understand this, you can create, you can consciously do it also. That also you can do. And similarly, consciously you can break the samsara that you created unconsciously. Consciously you can break the samsara that you created unconsciously. Therefore it is single. So if you think of me, you attain my being. If you think of any other being, you attain that. Choice is yours. Whenever you go to any wise person, he will not decide for you. He will only explain to you. If you go in this route, this is the place you reach. If you go in this route, this is the place you reach. You choose. Then Lord Krishna says, after all 80 chapters of Gita, so patiently he says, do what you like. Now you can still decide, Baba, I heard you. I am not in agreement with you, so I am going to the forest. Like he argued in the first chapter. Ah, you say, okay, I will do whatever. You said, make sense? Chances, yes. It is easy to talk. But having chosen the action,
you will have to face the consequences. Next verse.
तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु मामनुस्मरयुद्यच मय्यर्पितमनोबुद्धिः मामेवैष्यस्य संशयः तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु मामनुस्मरयुद्यच मय्यर्पितमनोबुद्धिः
Tasma means what? Therefore, three dots. If you do math, LHS is equal to RHS. You understand? So in other words,
after explaining, giving logic, he gives conclusion. Gita is not something that he says after getting up from sleep, whatever he feels like talking. Logically he explains and brings up about the conclusion. Tasma, therefore, sarveshu kaleshu means what? Of all times, not only on Thursday mornings. You understand? Thursday morning alone, you understand? Thursday evening, I don't know what to do. You know, Thursday afternoon. The whole thing finishes. Therefore,
tasma sarveshu kaleshu. At all times, what do you do? Maam anusmara. Smara means?
Remember.
Anusmara means? Keeping with something. In keeping with something. And Adi Shankara says, Yata Shastram. In keeping with Shastram, as declared by Shastram. Therefore, always what? Invest yourself in Shastram. Studying the scripture, reflecting, Shravana Manana, Nididhyasana. You understand? Therefore, you must identify with Shastram. Anusmara. As the Shastram, you don't know what is Brahman. Shastram has declared Brahman as this. As said in Shastram. Means what? Study, reflect on what Shastram says. Obviously. So, tasma sarveshu kaleshu maam anusmara. Anusmara karke kya karna? Like, Ami is asking, yudhyasva. Yudhyasva means fight. Fight does not mean you fight with your friends, in-laws and relatives and brethren and all that. Fight because Arjuna's obligation here is, on the battlefield, as a kshatriya is fighting, do your obligatory duties. Do karna. So, in other words, he is not saying, sir, Krishna says, tasma sarveshu kaleshu maam anusmara. Arjuna will say this. Krishna knows. You only said, I must think about you all the time. Therefore, I am leaving the battlefield and going to the forest to think about you. He said, no, think about me here only as you are fighting. Don't apply for vacation to go to Balaji. You understand? On the day Lord Krishna is born, called as Janmashtami, holiday. But what Krishna is saying, tasma sarveshu kaleshu maam anusmara yudhyasya. But holiday for us. You understand? If on the Janmashtami day, the class falls, holiday for class also. Sir, we cannot come Janmashtami. You understand? Tasmat, I can't tell this at the time. Chalo, you understand? Tasmat, I can't be talking alone. If I come here, nobody is there. As many people think I have gone mad. If I start talking alone, it will be confirmed. So, tasmat sarveshu kaleshu maam anusmara yudhyacha. How can you do that? Mayi arpita manobuddhihi. Try to memorize this verse. Mayi arpita manobuddhi. It's not very difficult. Tasma, therefore. Sarveshu. Sarva means? Sarva means all. Sarveshu. Kaleshu. At all times. ఫలేషు ఫలేషు మా మీ అనుస్మర స్మర అనుస్మర యుద్ధ మీన్స్ ఫైట్ మీన్స్ ఆబ్లిగేషన్ విత్ యస్ అండ్ మై ఇన్ని టు మీ ఇన్ని అర్పిత ఆఫరింగ్ వాట్ మన అండ్ బుద్ధి మై అర్పిత మనోబుద్ధి మామేవ ఏషియస్య సో వాట్ ఇస్ ద మీన్ అసంశయ You will come to me without any doubt. She says, even minor intellect absorbed in me, you shall without doubt come to me. Mameva. You will come to me alone. Mameva eshasi. Not very difficult. Now, so what you need to understand here is, conscious mind can do only one thing at a time. But subconscious level, it may be filled with Brahma. Like it is said in Ramtita, like when he was sleeping, he had one so-called disciple called, I think his name is Narayana Swami, Puran Singh Narayana Swami. He was sleeping also, little awake. But in the middle of the night when the disciple woke up, he heard Ram, 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 Ram sound. Who is chanting Ram? He could not see anybody. Only Ramtita was sleeping, little far away. Is Ram, Ramtita chanting Ram, so he was walking closer and closer to Ramtita. As he was walking closer to Ramtita, the chant was becoming louder and louder. When he went closest to Ramtita, as he was sleeping, he was not chanting anything. He said his subconscious was also chanting Ram. Thoda sa andar alcohol jayenge. Aapka andar subconscious kya hai, pata chalega sabko. In the beginning, I'm not suggesting that. Right. I'm only saying, what happens in anger? There is inside Mahatma, just now we were about to go, this will have come. But outside, you understand that. The inside should be filled with and conscious level, you do whatever you have to do. We have understood everything ulta. Okay. For what concentrating on Brahma? Understand? Different reasons that is needed. You are not ridiculing, but I'm just these things have to be said every now and then so that some thinking will happen. I'm not saying don't go to Balaji, I myself will go. Understand? We're not ridiculing all those things. The point that you need to understand is what Krishna is saying here. Mayi arpita mano buddhi. What is this? Mayi arpita mano buddhi.
What is
that? Mind is having personal wishes. Arjuna also, who wants to have difficult situations? Tell me. You understand? But you are put in a situation, you must learn to accept that. Huh? I read a book long time. It's called Who Moved My Cheese? Very small thin book. Very small thin book. Who moved my cheese?
Who moved
my cheese? Very small little book.
Yeah.
Same thing they say. Right? Same thing they say. So, I have my situation. I wish that same thing continues. Temperature, like what is going on now. You understand? Nice weather in Delhi. But the climate is not nice in Delhi. You understand? It will come. Hot weather will come. It's around the corner. Change over. Everybody is complaining. So, he says, you have your personal likes and dislikes taken. Your sankalpa will be there. Your wish will be there. You would like to have a certain situation. Arjuna also thought, I wish we didn't have to go to court. Obviously, you understand. Who wishes to go to court? Except the lawyers and the judges. That is their job. You understand? You don't wish to go go to court. But if you are drawn to court, you have to go. You understand that? You understand the dharma. In the dharma chakra, if you are placed, it may be not your personal, but it is a commandment of the total. So you surrender your personal and you accept the total. Chota circle, bada circle. Come back to that example. This is mana. Buddhi means, today our buddhi is what? I am the doer. Me karma was found. Understand? Now buddhi, with that buddhi, if you scrutinize closely, you understand actually what am I doing? Bhagwan is doing. I am doing. If I am sitting and talking now, so many people have contributed for it. Right? So, that. And also prejudices in your buddhi. Lot of prejudices. This should not be done, that should not be done. Accept a larger will. Thy will be done, not my will be done. Tera na mera. You understand? You must understand that the situation has changed. Now my personal thing may be different. In the subconscious you understand everything is drama enacted by Bhagwan. I am also a player in the Bhagwan's drama. Like an actor on the stage, he is all the time remembering. Right? He is acting on the stage as a figure. And the director should be as realistic as possible. And the hero who is acting as the beggar also told his co-actors, let us make it as realistic as possible. So whatever you will do on the stage, I will not take it personal. Because you are also an acting, I am also an acting. So he is going and begging, and the co-actors spit on him. He is not bothered. Why? Because the producer said it should be authentic. Usually he sees 5 lakhs, now he is being paid 50 lakhs. He has to put spit and everything on him. You understand? So he said 50 lakhs a year, TK. You understand? So he knows I am rich, not actually beggar. This is what he means. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu maam anusmara yudhyacha mai arpita manobuddhi. Your mind and intellect, when it combinedly has surrendered this way, and the body acts doing what as per the situation, you are putting. You understand? You can't say all these things. You might have to argue. You understand? Sometimes when you go to the court, you have no idea who the opponent lawyer is going to be on the first day. Isn't it? Unless some other method through which you found out. Sometimes you don't know. You go there, suddenly you find out. He is your friend, but he is defending your enemy. In the court maybe, he also didn't know. These are situations in which Bhagwan keeps everybody in different times, in different ways. Learn to accept that. You understand? Accepting that, you deal with your change. Otherwise, you will be resisting. Then your life will be miserable. So, if you do that, you are doing action in this way, then your bhava is fully what? Bhagavan. So, mameva ishyati samshaya. Without doubt, you shall come to me alone. So for the subconscious to be filled in Bhagwan ka thought, if you are following a certain sadhana, right, then you will be filled with Bhagwan. Otherwise all kinds of things happen. Right? See, you cleanse yourself and go out. And when you are going out, all sorts of death falling on you. Isn't it? You come home and again shower. Like that, you have to on a daily basis do. Ultimately what will give you moksha is only knowledge. Moksha, you don't have to do anything. Because you can only do something if you are not what you are already that. You are already that. You don't have to do anything to attain that. You are liberated already. You are ignorant that you are liberated. So the ignorance needs to be removed, for which knowledge is the means, direct means. But knowledge will only go into you when you are purified. Now you have mala. What are the mala? The past is giving you a difficult situation and your likes and dislikes. These are your mala. This needs to be dealt with by karma yoga. Not act according to your likes and dislikes, but act on karma yoga spirit. Then the mala will go. But your vikshepa, the restlessness now. The restlessness has to be dealt through meditation. Right? Upasana. When you do that, restlessness goes. You know, restlessness, what will happen to my result? Bhagwan is there. He is not able. He takes care. Let me continue what I am supposed to. The restlessness is balanced. So when you do that, and Shavana Mangana Dityasana, only to that extent you can focus. Even now, supposing you get a doubt, here is not the correct example, but you go to some movie theater, you don't know whether you locked your car or not, whether you close your windows. You understand? You don't know. Doubt comes. You can't watch the movie properly. Right? So these things have to be dealt with. So tasma sarveshu kaleshma anusmaridhyasya means what? Anusmara means what? Always. Karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, when you practice, then in your subconscious, your thoughts will be thinking about Bhagavan. That is why we say a conducive environment we should create, like we have created now. Right? So we say once in a while we go for a retreat, once in a while we'll go to the ashram and stay. For what? Slowly if you can, make that your permanent kind of environment. Where everybody is only talking those things. Supposing you go to ashram, where also everybody is talking about share market and this and that. And suddenly when the class starts only Bhagavan coaching it, then everything only like this they're discussing. You know, might as well be in the world. You understand? So then in the conscious level, how is the habit at the subconscious level created? By conscious effort. Isn't it? Consciously you've been taking your legs in a particular direction every day. So now a habit is formed. The next day morning when you come out, thinking that I must go to the temple, but walking your legs mechanically walk towards the movie theater. In the beginning. You understand? Because that's where you've been doing. Practice. Wrong swing. Mechanically. You understand? Because wrong swing. Right? Now you have consciously developed the right swing. This is what you're supposed to do. So, daily karma yoga, hatha yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga. When you do in the subconscious, Bhagavan will be there. Otherwise, you'll say, whatever I study, I've been coming for classes for the last 30 years, kuch nahi hua. Agar kuch hoga, Guru will be in a shock. Because how will it happen? Only once in a while. You are doing little investment here. So much investment there, only that will grow. For that my arpana, sorry, my arpita mano buddhi to come, you got to follow this sadhana. Then that bhava will be. So you decide what you want. If you understand this seriously, you will take it up as a science. This is science. What is talking about? Yeah. He thought of a monkey, therefore he became a monkey. I know. This is not the exam that you write to score marks here. You understand? If you understand this, Prabhupada, if you reflect on this, you get a shock. Oh my God. I mean, I am directing myself. Therefore, what goes in comes out. Garbage in, garbage out. Bhagwan in, Bhagwan out. I decide. If you want garbage out, I throw in garbage. If you want Bhagwan, then I throw in Bhagwan. Please understand this. So that is what he is saying here. So, therefore at all times remember me and fight. Okay. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि यद्य सकलं परस्महे नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.